Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Josh angers America, plus marinades. Coming up in just a few minutes.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Five. Today's hottest celebrities have their own cologne. Bob and Tom found the perfect celebrity to back their new scent. A man who knows about making a good impression.
Wiener.
The new cologne, endorsed by disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner. It's simply called Weiner.
Weiner.
The name says it all. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear from the ladies falling in love with
Weiner.
The smell of Weiner drives me wild.
Wow.
One whiff of Weiner and I can't control myself.
Weiner.
Mmm, it's hard to beat Weiner.
Uh-huh.
Weiner cologne is an aromatic blend of pride, arrogance, and not a hint of shame.
Uh-huh. Weiner.
A bottle of Weiner cologne is the perfect gift for any occasion.
It was my boyfriend's birthday, and I wanted to surprise him with a new cologne. So I thought we'd play a little game of hide the Weiner. Well, you should have seen the look on his face when I finally pulled his Weiner out. Mm, he had a great birthday, and I did too.
My husband loves his Weiner. That's the first thing he grabs every morning.
Wow.
And he knows how much I love it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he'll surprise me by texting pictures of it. Here's another one. See? There he is, holding his Weiner.
Oh, my.
Weiner. Only from Bob and Tom and Frig'em Off Fragrances.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We're all here, ready to roll. Tom, what's going on over on your side of the room?
Oh, we've been going through mail.
Yeah.
Got some great stuff from people. A lot of Tomisms, learning a lot about life.
All right.
And how to use words. We learned that Josh doesn't approve of marinade.
Learn how to cook.
Uh-huh.
I'm not
making this up. I've never seen a response among our listeners than we're having right now.
I have... I've lost fans.
You have hit a nerve. You have angered America.
This really might be the most controversial thing I've ever seen.
Unbelievable.
People are going to show up at your shows with
marinades now.
Wishbone.
They will be asked to leave. They will be escorted out.
Uh-huh. Have you ever tried the, you put it in the, it looks like a
syringe?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, man, that's good. You inject it right in the chicken.
With a turkey, you take melt butter, put it in that big syringe.
Oh, yeah, you push it right in there.
I saw some folks yesterday, I think, that they'd taken the big syringe of butter, just injected it right up their ass. Bypass eating it. Blubber up, baby.
Blubber up. Dear Josh.
Hi.
As someone whom I have great respect for when it comes to your food thoughts and insights.
Thank you very much.
I'm so disappointed about your thoughts on marinade.
Oh!
While I agree that Wishbone is lazy...
I can't disagree more strongly.
Some say lazy, some say convenient and perfect.
I was just saying, it's a simple way to make chicken. You take Wishbone Italian dressing, stick it in a bag, you throw the chicken in, stick it in the fridge.
It's delicious. What's even more simple is just cooking the chicken.
Making your own marinade for something like carne asada or pollo... Asado is
essential.
Speak
French.
When imparting... You have to do it, though, Josh, if you want to impart the correct flavor profile into the meat. That's what he says.
Well, I've had some carne asada that's didn't have an ounce of marinade on it.
If you're going to eat shark, by the way, this is from Bobby. Mm-hmm. You have to marinate shark. You're certainly not referring to shark. Josh, you've lost your mind if you're talking about don't marinate shark. Lemon juice, 2 to 3 hours. Shark, delicious.
Huh.
Lemon juice is fair. Yeah.
Lemon, you'll allow lemon juice.
Yep. That's natural.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Has it become clear yet that I am talking out of my ass?
No.
Not yet.
Now we're getting serious letters about the distinction between brining and the superiority of brining to, this is unbelievable.
I told you there was a difference.
Oh, my God. Could we move on, please? Christy, don't you have more food news?
Yeah,
I'd like to. America won't let us.
Yes, they're mad.
The company that brings us Cheez-Its is opened a new Cheese Inn diner.
Now, is this Nabisco?
Thank you,
Chick. Oh, that Chick's really eating Cheez-Its right now.
Damn right I am.
The restaurant now open in Woodstock, New York, about a two-hour drive outside of New York City.
In Woodstock, New York, Cheez-Its are Starburst and Golden.
We are Cheez-Its. We are Golden.
Distributed by Kellogg Sales Company, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Kellogg's.
The diner's menu includes items like the deluxe Cheez-It milkshake.
Ugh.
A vanilla shake blended with Cheez-It crackers topped with whipped cream, sprinkles, and caramel, and crushed Cheez-It cracker rim.
Keep it.
Sounds disgusting.
Dump it out.
An extra cheese
burger. Marinate your chicken with it.
It comes with one straw because no one will want to share it with you. Now look, I have two straws, honey.
Cheese burger, a pimento Cheez-It smash burger topped with lettuce, pickles, and extra big Cheez-It cracker.
Well, that sounds like it's worth
a
try.
That's amazing, yeah.
The sweet and salty cheese cake, a creamy cheesecake dessert with a Cheez-It cracker pie crust.
That might be a little better.
I'll try.
That might be better.
Caramel and extra big Cheez-It crackers.
What's the restaurant called?
It says it's called the Cheese Inn Diner, but wouldn't it be called the Cheez-It Diner?
I'd rather there's a higher end version of this.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
What's it called?
It's called
Putting on the Ritz.
That's right. It's the Ritz cracker.
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper. Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Super duper.
Let's mix with Rockefellers. Walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz.
I love this.
Putting on the Ritz.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Cheese in.
Yep, the cheese in.
Oh, they have a cheese mobile.
They do have a cheese mobile.
Oh, look at that. The diner also boasts the world's first and only Cheez-It jukebox, the only jukebox that accepts Cheez-It crackers instead of coins.
I have to go now.
Yeah.
It's a pop-up restaurant. We open May 20th to May 26th, so you better hurry.
Isn't this the place where Vito went up in The Sopranos when he had to go up to upstate?
Yep.
Yeah. He went up to the Cheez-It restaurant.
That's right. Johnny Cakes. Break your heart, son.
Wow.
Dear Fool.
Uh-oh.
I wonder who they're addressing.
I've never heard anyone be more wrong in my life than when Josh said you should never marinate meat. Surely after his time in Korea, he's familiar with butgogi, B-U-T-G-O-G-I, a couple of steaks marinated teriyaki sauce overnight and then grilled.
It's actually pronounced bulgogi, so I don't even know if I want to listen to this guy.
But he's saying you're going to turn it down?
I'm the one that mispronounced it. It will change his outlook for the better. Keep up the great work. Love you guys.
Of course I've had bulgogi.
South Korea.
Bulgogi?
Yeah.
That's a funny word. Bulgogi.
Never had bukkake?
I have not enjoyed.
I knew that's where this was going.
I have not had bukkake.
Or the bukkake bagobi? You marinate the bagobi in the bukkake?
Dear Mr. Arnold.
Yes.
How dare you discriminate against 89.957% of the Bob and Tom listening audience. You dirty communist bastard. Signed, Philip.
Oh, Philip, I'm sorry.
Creator of wishbone salad dressing.
See, there you go.
There he is, right there.
Philip, I hope one day you learn how to grill, and you don't need that wishbone.
Really? You know, if you ever notice that when you go in the store there, then they don't have like 80 different marinades available. You know why? People like them.
Well, there's no accounting for taste, Tom. Okay. You know that.
I know that.
People enjoy me on the radio. I don't get
Mark in Ohio, good morning, radio legends. Sadly, I did not have anti-marinator on my Josh's Odd Hills to Die On bingo card.
Who's tired of this bingo card crap?
Anybody? Who the hell saw that coming? Okay. I did not see it
Hills
coming.
To Die On.
Yeah.
Marinade. Really?
That's right.
I'll send this back. Tell the chef. Clearly.
Tell the chef to learn how to cook.
Far too tender. Far too delicious, this
far
chicken.
Far too flavorful.
Oh, I see. So if you, I didn't realize you guys were talking about moist chicken. If that's what you want, you have to marinate.
If you don't mind dry chicken, you're fine.
You guys should have said something immediately.
All right.
Let's get what else have you got? Don't you have another? What's the cheese? There's another cheese story I remember today.
A so-called cheese addict says she spent nearly $6,000 per week on rehab.
I gotta have it, man.
Manhattan Law School student Ms. Adela Kohab said her habit started in 2018. She told the New York Post that to cope with stress, she would literally just eat a block of cheese.
Whoa.
Often while sitting on the floor of an apartment alone in the dark.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, her addiction grew so severe, she was devouring an estimated 5.5 cheese blocks a week.
Man.
And becoming at risk for type 2 diabetes.
And she hadn't gone to the bathroom in a major way since 1997.
Yeah. After an intervention, the 27-year-old attended a nearly $6,000 a week retreat at Hilton Head Health for 2 weeks. While she has not sworn off cheese entirely, Ms. Kohab says her addiction is now under control. Dr. Neil Barnard, author of The Cheese Trap and a professor of medicine at the George Washington University, explained that people become addicted to cheese due to the high concentration of fat and salt in the food, along with a protein known as casein that can get people mildly hooked. He said cheese contains opiate chemicals that attach to the very same brain receptors that fentanyl or any other narcotic attaches to.
Really?
Holy cow!
Adding that due to the high concentration of casein in cheese, some people refer to cheese as dairy crack.
Okay, well, I mean, in extreme amounts, perhaps, but...
Look at Tom, he's not convinced.
Yeah, that Velveeta, man, it's a gateway drug, bro. You got any Velveeta? I'm going to snort it.
Oh, I don't think it's that.
I take Parmesan cheese, Josh, and I lay it out and get a... roll up a $100 bill and snort it.
Chop it up, man.
I'm glad she's doing better. That's rough.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's
very pretty girl.
I'm
looking at her picture.
She's pretty, so therefore she has merit.
Okay.
No.
A reasonable weight.
Well, you said pretty.
This photograph, yeah. She's somewhat beefy, but...
Oh, boy.
Lovely.
Somewhat beefy.
I'm sure that she's probably...
Was it this?
I'm glad to be able to revisit a toilet after eating a brick of cheese every day.
I have a feeling someone's supporting Josh.
Josh
is right!
Says Scott from Toledo. Salt and pepper, good meat, and proper heat are all that's needed for a great result. I'm with you, Scott. That's all I use. Josh, you need to start selling marinade at your shows. A big fancy label, special bottle with just salt water in it.
Well, fraud then is the.
You can just sell salt and pepper shakers with your name, with your face on them.
Oh, I kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a guy that makes them.
He can make me custom salt and pepper shakers.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great
Absolutely.
idea. Absolutely. That's a
JR,
great
if you're listening, call.
But your face would be.
Yes, what? Tom?
I like this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
No.
Please say.
We're all waiting.
Very bad idea.
All right.
Salt and pepper. They're waiting.
How could we do it? Because
how do you distinguish
I have a salt and pepper beard. I wonder if
you could be wearing, maybe you'd have to wear a black shirt on the one side and a white shirt on the other.
No. Okay, that makes sense.
Or you could do salt and pepper mixed together in just one shaker. Josh marinade.
Or you could do it with Al Jackson.
Huh.
And you're a team.
We're a team.
Or you could do it like doesn't Trader Joe's have like killer garlic salt or something?
Yeah, that's good.
You could do that. You'd go that route.
Now, would the joke be that I'm the pepper? Would we fool? And then anytime somebody complains, just go, well, you're racist. Just set them up for failure.
Hey, I think there's a history of a very unfortunate history of salt and pepper shakers.
Yes, there are
in our past.
Oh my Lord!
Hey, look,
is that what you're laughing?
I don't ignore history. I read it.
Have you seen the ones that have like baseball teams on them and stuff? That's what he makes. They're really cool. I mean, they're really easy to do. We could do that.
So at the end of your show, you do your your big finale and go, by the way,
you write on the a way joke out, for
I'm,
it.
I'm selling salt and pepper shakers.
Hey, you're the one who wanted me to sell pizza cutters for a while.
He's got you there.
I think they would have been pretty funny. People going, hey, you know, we need a new pizza cutter. What the hell?
Yeah, why
get
not?
Get one with Josh's name on it.
Buy me one, honey.
Quite a conversation piece.
I could have ice cream scoops.
Has anyone ever committed a major crime with a pizza cutter?
Oh, I bet. That seems brutal.
Yeah, it does.
You're in the parking lot following your show, and some guy whips out a pizza cutter. All right, back off. Give me your purse.
Back it off.
Okay.
Federal authorities seized 22 pounds of ketamine that had been disguised as children's board games recently. U.S. Customs officers encountered the shipment at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. An examination revealed multiple packages of a crystallized white substance that tested positive for ketamine.
What is ketamine exactly?
Some drug I'm not familiar
with.
Anybody
know?
It's
a recreational drug?
Can be.
Oh, okay.
It can also kill you.
The cargo had come from London and was destined for Miami, Florida.
Wow. It's disguised as board games.
Yeah. Kids' board games. That's creepy.
That's weird.
Candyland.
Yeah. They were playing Clue and it was the butler with a syringe in the dining room. wow. That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
Visitors to a London park, are complaining that a newly erected obelisk looks too much like a penis.
Oh.
Metro UK reports the 20-foot-tall statue in Betts Park features four small spheres at its base, which locals say give it an unfortunate phallic appearance.
No, it doesn't.
Frequent park-goer Mr. Sam Vale said that some have taken to calling it Betts Park Pork.
Yes.
A member of Friends of Betts Park defended the monument and said, quote, if a person on social media wished to remember the obeliscus phallic, then we have achieved our goal of being noticed and remembered.
Mm-hmm,
yes. Which is true. Indeed. There it is.
There's nothing phallic about
nothing.
It.
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, a penis.
Yeah. Really? Well, first
with
of all,
three
I think it's going to break off on the top. A little too slender.
Wow.
Yeah, it gets it sort of.
That doesn't look anything
no,
like
that, this is even. But and we're saying that.
Right.
We see penises everywhere we look.
I work with four
or five. Job, our job is to wedge penis references into stuff.
That is not phallic at all.
No. If anything, it's butt pluggish.
Yeah.
At least really? It looks similar to mine.
Well, you're, that goes in deep, huh? That is.
Oh, I like to taste them.
Oh, Josh. Now you.
Yeah,
really
that
are
is not that. I don't. I don't agree. You got
no.
No, it isn't. It's actually it looks like a kind of a nice monument.
Yeah, listen, it's like a sort of a narrow Washington Monument
yes,
type.
Yeah,
obelisk.
Exactly.
Perfectly fine.
I mean, I don't know. I London famous for Big Ben and. Mm-hmm. Barely now a big dick guy. But no, it doesn't look that. I think they're stretching it a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The shaft to balls ratio is way over.
Well, first of all, they're tiny little balls.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
The shaft to balls ratio. And there's a sphere of
yes
plausibility with the shaft to balls ratio.
You're familiar with how on OnlyFans some girls will rate penises. The guys will send them pictures, mm-hmm. and they for a fee, she will. I think we should have you do this.
The shaft to balls ratio.
Yeah, you can analyze.
He's gonna rate penises.
Oh. Yes, I think this is one of the best ideas we've ever had.
Sir, I believe you're
shaft to balls ratio. It's quite impressive.
Yeah. That's where you made your
typically
first
you
mistake.
Seem to be leaning toward the ball size.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.